WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursolo, topping our report this hour. New Jersey is starting to show signs of a fourth wave of COVID-19. Federal health officials have been warning of it as COVID fatigue sets in. The state's rate of transmission has risen above one, showing the outbreak is expanding again. Some of that could be due to the rise in COVID mutations, as dozens of cases of the UK and Brazilian variants have been confirmed. Governor Murphy, though, says all schools in the Garden State will be fully opened in the fall, but more and more districts are jumping the gun on that one, moving to get some in-class learning in before the end of the school year. Only 141 districts are still fully remote. 533 districts have some type of hybrid schedule, and now the number of offering full classrooms instruction has grown to 111. Just 24% of African-American parents in New Jersey say they'd be comfortable with their kids returning to in-person learning, compared to 73% of white parents in a new poll from Newark-based Project Ready.
So when we look at the disproportionate impacts of COVID-19, I'm not completely shocked that parents and families are highly concerned about safety.
Executive Director Chanel McLeod says her group is glad to see that teachers will be eligible for COVID vaccination on March 15th. A man who immigration authorities say was twice deported from the U.S. is going to prison for raping and killing a jogger in Jersey City. 35-year-old Jorge Rijos was sentenced to 30 years behind bars for the 2019 attack on 45-year-old Carolina Cano in Liberty Park. The judge also imposed a 10-year sentence to run concurrently for aggravated sexual assault. Cano had been in the U.S. for 2 years and worked as a nanny when she was attacked and strangled. The Senate has voted by the slimmest of margins to begin debating a $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill. Democrats have made 11th-hour changes in the measure aimed at ensuring they can pull President Biden's top legislative priority through the divided chamber. They are encountering, though, stiff opposition from the Republicans, who are arguing that the measure's massive price tag ignores promising signs that the pandemic and the economy are turning around. From drive-through booths, lemonade stands, and personalized websites, some Girl Scout troops have come up with innovative ways to successfully sell their cookies this year despite the pandemic. Eileen Higgins, CEO of Girl Scouts of the Jersey Shore, says they've also implemented new mobile tools to help sell cookies.
There's also an app. You can put your zip code in, and it will tell you where there's girls selling, where there's booth sales, where there might be a drive-through. We're moving forward with all of our technology.
Girl Scouts of Northern New Jersey has teamed up with Grubhub to deliver orders starting Saturday, and also to give the girls experience in managing e-commerce. They will have access to Grubhub's backorder technology to track orders and to learn about being an entrepreneur. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. How's the weekend shaping up? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up, and New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 is your vaccination information station. Our promise, we'll sort out fact from fiction and keep you informed with the latest vaccine information for the Garden State. Online, go to nj1015.com/coronavirus. On your radio and smart speaker, stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5. We are your vaccination information station.
05 now, New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Traffic on Route 3 is tied up on the eastbound side from Route 17 down to a little bit east of the ramp to the New Jersey Turnpike Western Spur. It's about a mile and a half stretch. It's construction. 78 is also slow in Clinton on the eastbound side from exit 15 down to a little bit east of exit 18. That's 3 miles worth right there, and a little heavy on the parkway northbound, but nothing dramatic at 135 and Clark. On 195, we're good in spite of the long-term drainage project that they're doing out there. For several miles, the traffic is getting by okay from 295 right out to the parkway. New Jersey Turnpike is very heavy, starting about a mile and change north of Interchange 5. It will be heavy for the next 2 miles. And we also have southbound 9 and 35 slow south of the Victory Circle down to the construction work at Raritan Street. On Staten Island, wish I had better news for you. I don't. We still have a closure on 440 south on the ramp to the Outer Bridge crossing, and also the approach from the Korean War Veterans Park closed because of an overturned garbage hauler. New Jersey traffic every 15 minutes. Next report 1018 from the All-American Auto Group Traffic Desk. Pete Torriello on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 250 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 10:06.
Domenski and Doyle.
Phil Murphy is now perpetuating the lie that Central Jersey exists.
You get so upset about this.
Well, the entire concept of a Central Jersey governor is debatable because there ain't none.
Weekday afternoons, 2 till 7 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 10:09. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Blustery, biting, bundle-up weather is back. Wind gusts to 30 miles an hour this morning, adding an extra chill to the air, making it feel much more like mid-January than early March. Temperatures climbing from the 20s into the 30s will struggle to hit a high in the upper 30s to around 40 this afternoon. The wind should start to dial back slightly after lunchtime, and look on the bright side, we'll have bright sunshine and blue skies all day. Clear skies tonight with a calmer wind, lows in the mid-20s, and the weekend's going to be cold and quiet. Partly sunny tomorrow with a chance of a flurry, highs near 40. Lots of sunshine on Sunday with highs holding steady around 40 degrees. And then next week, we are warming up. Monday will be sunny as highs bump into the mid-40s. We should pop into the 60s by the middle of next week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara.
Right now, Phillipsburg, 27 degrees, Pemberton, 29, Bernards Township, 29, New Jersey, 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area, only at nj1015.com/coronavirus.
New Jersey